Now, we've got loads and loads of coal-fired power stations. Some of them are hardly operating effectively. If they were, then we wouldn't have load shedding in South Africa. Then we've got two new builds. There's the Medupi power station, coal, and there's the Kusile power station, coal as well. So that's us on the one side, handsomely contributing towards global warming and messing up the ecosystem as we know it as a result of those particular emissions. And then on the other hand, you've got Germany hoping to phase out its coal-fired power stations by 2035, 3 years earlier than they had initially planned to do so as part of its transition to a carbon-free economy. Now, Stephen Beardsley of Deutsche Welle in Berlin joins you now. Stephen, good morning. Good to have you on the show again.
Good morning, Kino. Thanks for having me.
So where is this decision coming from? How did Germany actually get here? It's a good place to be, don't get me wrong, but we have to ask the question.
For sure. I mean, Germany has been accused of being addicted to coal for a long time, just like any other nation. It has a lot of coal deposits, or like a lot of nations, I should say, has rather good coal deposits. The nation, the industry built up on these coal deposits. But the climate realities are different these days, and so are the economic realities. I'll start with the climate realities, and that is here in Europe, climate change has really become front and center as an issue, and especially in Germany. There's actually a recent poll that I saw by a German organization here, a security organization, that looks at issues that the German public sees as the biggest security threats to them. It has been migration in years past, with so many people coming from Syria and Afghanistan and whatnot. People were concerned about that. Now it's climate change. That is the number one security risk that Germans polled in this, well-considered, well-received survey. That was the number one thing they listened. So the economic or the climate reality has changed. The economic reality has also changed because Europe has begun this emissions trading system, or been carrying on this emissions trading scheme for a while, which has really increased the price of carbon for industry. And so they're looking at new ways to run their big heavy machinery besides burning gas, for example, and they're looking at electricity. They need to basically know what they're going to do. They need to know how this is going to look in the future. And Germany has, it said in 2018, it created this coal commission to look at the issue and to create a date for stepping away from coal. And they returned that report in 2019, or they produced a 280-page report in 2019. And then just earlier this week, finally, the government got together and said, okay, this is what we'll do. They said 2038 will be the date for getting out of coal. But we will try and do it by 2035. That was a new aspect. We will try and do it 3 years earlier. We'll see if it's feasible. And there are different reactions to that.
That's interesting indeed. A lot of people would also be asking, as a result of the reliance, how realistic are these targets that they've set for themselves, or the one target?
Yeah, I mean, that really is the biggest question. Like I said, the writing is already on the wall. Everyone knows that coal is getting more expensive. But Germany has already agreed to get out of nuclear energy by 2022. This is something that's unique to this country as well. So it's exiting both nuclear, which is considered a very reliable reliable source of electricity, and coal, which is a very reliable source of electricity when it comes to pumping electricity quickly into the grid. It does not have it does not have great resources in gas. So it has to import that. And then renewables, it's done a great job of building those out. But the distribution is still very difficult, and it's still in its early years. So while they do have options, nuclear will be gone in 2 years, coal they'll have for a little bit longer, and they do have a further reduction or further production of renewables. The question is whether it can really all come together to become reliable, as reliable, yep, reliable as it should be for a modern developed country by 2035. And there are definitely some skeptics there.
Well, I mean, people do talk about the efficiency of things like solar, etc., which sits between 15% and 18%, for example. And then you have to look at wind as well. Mm. And then your juxtaposition with the efficiency of coal and what you get out of it. But then you also have to look at the other cost that you very aptly pointed out earlier, which is the environmental one.
For sure. And that's really the big question here. That's really the big focus. You know, I would go back to what you said about costs. Also, besides the environmental costs, there are actually the cost of moving these communities away from a lot of these forms of energy, from coal. You know, big regions that were developed around coal, the production of coal, the burning of coal, and the federal government's going to spend a fair amount of money helping workers basically age out of that system a lot earlier than they would have.
Oh, wow.
Some of them are basically going to be retired at a much earlier age than the German pension system would support. So part of the 40 billion euros that is going to be spent on this phase out, a good chunk of that will go towards workers who are going to be phased out of coal and phased out of their jobs essentially a lot earlier than they had expected. Another portion will go towards investments that can help the communities sort of recover or attempt to recover from a reliance on coal mining.
And what about this growing bloc in Germany? You know, the one has to ask the question whether this agreement will satisfy environmentalists and climate-focused voters. And those blocs are not just growing in Germany; they're growing internationally.
Yeah, for sure. I think Germany has sort of been a pioneer in this area, if you want to call it a pioneer. It's definitely been a pioneer in the sense of concern showing itself at the polls. And what we've seen is that the Green Party, the environmentalist focused party, they've really seen gains in recent years, really the past year. And that's in large part due to the climate. That's not only because of that. There are a lot of other domestic issues that have seen people rally to their side. But the environment and concerns over the climate is a big deal here. And of course, Greta Thunberg, this Swedish teenager who's really kicked off a lot of action amongst younger people, that's also really resonated here. But yes, the environmentalists, they look at this agreement. They say 2035 at the earliest to get out of coal, that's way too late. The leader of the Green Party said that the deal was incomprehensible considering the challenges that are coming with climate change. And Bund, which is one of the largest environmental organizations here in Germany, they said this needs to happen before 2030 to really make an effect on climate change and for Germany to meet its climate goals. So there's a lot of talk about what this accomplishes. I think on the political side, you have political realists who say, look, you know, we know the urgency, but the reality is that this can't happen any faster. And Kino, I think we sent you a soundbite, actually. Maybe you can play it by...
Yep.
Peter Altmaier is the economic minister here, the economics minister here in Germany. And he sort of gives an overview of what this will allow the country to do in the first place, or how this law is meant to sort of what is meant to do for Germany.
Stephen, I believe you'll be playing it from your side because we don't have that soundbite. Yeah.
A coal exit agreement between federal and state governments has been reached. It creates a legal certainty, will allow companies to plan, and ensures we achieve our climate goals while security of supply is guaranteed.
So again, Kino, just to repeat, those climate goals, the idea is that by 2050, Germany would be climate neutral or carbon neutral, and that by 2030, renewables would make up basically a considerable bulk of the actual energy use here. So you know, this Altmaier says is really what we have to have to basically reach those goals. And then we can play another O-tone here for those who say, the environmentalists especially, who say this really doesn't come close to achieving what we need to. This isn't really ambitious enough. The environmental minister, Germany's environmental minister, Svenja Schulze, she said, look, let's remember. In comparison to the rest of the world, we're doing pretty good.
We are the first country to get out of nuclear and coal energy, and this is an important international signal from our side.
She makes a good point.
Right, and the idea is, hey, let's not get so wrapped up in what we're trying to do here that we forget that other nations are really far behind us and that maybe they will look towards us and we can do something positive internationally. So it really depends on your outlook here, but some say it doesn't go far enough. Others say this is a great politically possible first step.
Well, there you go. Listen, we just in awe of what Germany's doing at the moment. Because as you and I have this conversation, we're still busy building coal power stations. And we've got lots of voices saying, you know what, we need to start phasing in those independent power producers as soon as possible. And we have an electricity crisis.
Of course, right. I think with Eskom, South Africa's issues are very different in terms of investment in the system and how that looks. One last point that I'd make, Kino, to be fair, there is going to be a new coal plant coming online here, actually, in Germany in the coming years. That was part of the agreement as well. And environmentalists do not like it. But those who gave it the green light say, hey, look, it's a later model, cleaner version of a coal plant. It will still go offline in so many years. And by it coming online in the coming years, that will allow the dirtier ones to go offline. So, again, it's all about compromise here. Yeah. And what looks good maybe from South Africa to a lot of environmentalists here in Germany does not look good. It does not look fair to them. So it really depends on your perspective.
This is so true. This is so true. Well, wonderful chatting as always, sir. You must have a wonderful day. Thank you very much for your time. Just having a look at what Germany is doing there. Hopefully we can take some notes, Stephen Beards.